Oh, hey there, bud.
We heard you like Dungeons & Dragons. Fancy that.
We're your Canadian neighbors, eh? Dungeons & Dragons.
And we just started season 3, which means it's the perfect place to start with us. Let me give you a little taste of the show.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you.
Find out why Dungeons & Dragons has been downloaded more than 1 million times. Start listening to season 3 today, anywhere fine podcasts are found or at dumbdragons.com.
Here we go.
Broadcasting from Edmonton's majestic used hubcap district.
I just can't pull off a onesie.
No, neither can I.
That's not good.
Kids today with their inline skates and their long boards that roll over everything.
Totally weird and wild. It works, but it's weird.
You know what's underrated?
Ravioli.
God, that's awful. It smells like smoke coming off someone's ass.
I guess I'm getting the vibe here that a lot of people had these lofty dreams and no one lived up to them.
I get that feeling too.
Oh, it's so good to laugh again.
My God, do people not know I'm at work?
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
What are you going to wear to work tomorrow? Should we get Carhartts? I know that's not really his thing, but so Bryce, this is like Christmas Eve for you. One of your heroes is going to be in our studio tomorrow morning.
I've talked to him before. I've met him. I met him once at a Lowe's.
Oh, did you?
I did. Yeah. Oh. I was doing a thing there for the radio station and he happened to be there.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, oh my God.
Brian Baumler
there. So I met him for 2 seconds, and then I talked to him on the phone last year. But tomorrow, he's going to be here.
You guys
in studio
are going to be exchanging phone numbers.
Oh, we're going to be best friends. He's going to invite me to his hotel in the Bahamas.
He's probably going to go, Bryce, can I stop by your house while I'm in town and help you out with a feature wall?
Oh my God, I actually would not want him to come into my house.
No.
No, because I've done a couple things in the house myself.
And he would judge? No.
I'm worried he'd walk in and be like, whew.
He's not as judgmental as Carhartt guy.
Mike Holmes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Holmes always, he just has a knack for the disapproving glance. Yeah. I don't know. That's his gift.
And if Brian Baumler shot me one of those over a tile job I did.
Crushing.
I would quit DIY forever. I would never build another thing ever.
Oh, you have no idea how big a fan of HGTV Bryce Kelly is. And to have a host from HGTV in our studio tomorrow morning, it would be funny though if we both showed up in brand new Carhartts with all the tags still hanging off of them.
Maybe I should bring my tool belt.
Wear your tool belt. I'll probably wear a hard hat. I don't know. I have no idea what I'm going to talk to him about or what you're going to talk to him about.
But no, but he's going to be in for like 20 minutes. He's going to hang out with us.
Can we fill 20 minutes?
I don't think so.
I think we can.
It'll just be me gushing for 20 minutes.
I know. You staring into his eyes, him staring into yours, me just being ignored.
It's going to be so much fun. Although I don't know what I'm more excited for. Am I more excited for Brian Baumler or am I more excited for these new headphones I'm wearing?
Oh my God.
If I sound different, because I got new cans. That's what we call them.
Yeah.
My other ones crapped out this morning and I just got a new pair. And the only problem is the cord attached to them. It's too long. I have too much cord now.
That cord is going to be problematic.
It's got to be 50 feet long.
I got a coily cord on mine, which is good because when you get up and you walk away and you have your headphones on, it's almost like a bit of a bungee and it'll spring you back. That, you're just going to rip that cord right out of the wall.
This is the pro level cord.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're saying I have amateur headphones?
You have amateur.
What do you wear? What are those? Sure. I'm using Sony's. I only wear Sony. Are you gonna wear those headphones home?
I think so. Will you wear them in your car? I'm gonna wear them in the shower. I'm gonna wear them in the car.
I don't want you to be self-conscious about this. But they're pretty big.
They feel big.
I think they're bigger than your old ones.
I think so, but I like it.
It's gonna be weird when you go rolling in for an oil change at Lube City, and they're gonna be like, "Why are you wearing headphones?"
I'll be like, take a look at these babies. Why wouldn't I wear them all day?
And everybody at Lube City is going to be like, can I try those on? Can I try them on? You'll be slapping their hands away. No, get your own giant headphones.
They're going to want pictures with the headphones.
Yeah, probably. Hey, Lube City, they sponsor this podcast. Thank you very much. We appreciate that. Lube City, you know they do tires too, Bryce?
I did know that.
Yeah, they got 27 locations in Alberta. You can find them online, lubecity.ca.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast. It's like radio, but on the internet.
Wow! Bryce, your best day at work ever involved the star, one of the stars of one of our favorite Canadian TV shows.
Yeah.
The man with the voice of an angel.
Yeah, and an open bar.
And an open bar. Oh, my God.
It was a day.
Yeah, that was in Toronto a few years ago, right?
A few years ago, Canadian Music Week. We got invited. We were doing a bunch of work stuff. Then we got invited to a party at Dynalone Records, which has like Alexis on Fire and Sitting Color.
Yeah.
And we went to this thing. And one, we got to go inside their offices, which were super nice. Love the decor. Then we got taken upstairs into a boardroom where Dallas Green was there and played us some new City and Color music he had just finished.
Wow.
Then we went downstairs to the party, which had an open bar, and I look over, and there's the guy from Letterkenny. It's Daryl from Letterkenny.
Was he wearing the rubber boots and the coveralls?
No, he was dressed like a normal person.
That must have been so weird to see him not in his Letterkenny clothes.
So I had to muster up the courage to go talk to him.
And you did?
And I did, and he was super nice, and so was Dallas, so that was a good day.
It was the best day ever.
It was.
Garner Andrews and Bryce Kelly. Solving the world's problems one podcast at a time.
Do you ever think that you could summon this sort of excitement at work the way Jack Michaels
did? McDavid, set up by Draisaitl. Another breakaway. This time, he wins it. Connor McDavid, his 60th goal. Edmonton 4, Arizona 3, in overtime.
Wow. Could you do that? Like, could you get that excited about something at work? I love that guy. I've never met him before. I'd love to find out what makes him tick, though. That was crazy. Do you think that when McDavid got home from work last night, do you think he watched that video of his goal, his 60th goal? Do you think he watched it a few times in his bed? And I hope so. He should be proud of his accomplishments. It's fine. You can watch that video and over again. He had a pretty good day at work, didn't he? And we all do it. It's like, I don't know, maybe you design a kick-ass cover sheet for the TPS report. You sit back, you look at it. You take a picture of it on your phone. And then on the bus on the way home, you look at that picture. Maybe you show it off to a few friends. Maybe you post it on social media. Anyway, so that was Connor McDavid, possibly his greatest day at work, I would think. 60 goals. That's a pretty good accomplishment. And he did it in record time, I believe. Maybe. Why don't we discuss your greatest day at work? Huh? Let's see how it compares to scoring 60 goals. What was your greatest day at work?
Oh, yes. This is the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Wow!
Did you score 60 goals in a season?
Yes.
You did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did. Don't Google it. Just trust me. Okay. I did.
Somebody said, greatest day at work was probably when I did my first double backflip in front of about 300 people.
What? I think that more context is needed for that.
What? Crashed hard on the first one.
What?
Of course. Crashed hard on the first one, but got back up and landed it on the second try. Double backflip? You must have been working at a trampoline store. Like, is a double backflip a thing?
Like, we need to know what exactly you're doing backflips at work for.
Was it off of a diving board, a trampoline? Was it off of some scaffolding? But you can't just jump off the floor and do a double backflip.
Like, or if you're a water delivery guy and you just showed up and did a double backflip in the lobby, that's impressive.
Yeah, in front of 300 people, yeah.
Yeah.
Best day at work ever, I worked as an EMT. My partner and I got called to a rollover.
Okay, this is a bleak start.
Where is this going? Oh, it was a petting zoo rollover.
Okay, this getting worse.
No, it's going to take a turn here, I'm pretty sure. God, I wish I would have read this one over. The driver and the animals were fine and signed off at the scene, but we stayed and helped round up the animals for an hour.
Okay.
Lemurs, peacocks, such a great memory of my EMS days, Tara.
Okay.
Oh my God. So that is a good example. Young broadcasters, always read the thing you're going to read before you go on the air. Read it once before you go on the air with it, because that could have been, oh my God, that could have been bleak.
Spending your afternoon, instead of going to car crashes and stuff like that, you're chasing around peacocks and lemurs.
Oh,
that's probably a pretty good day.
How fun.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast.
Talking about Connor McDavid having best day at work ever yesterday, got his 60th goal. So we're talking to you about what was your best day at work ever. Does it rival getting 60 goals in a season? Sure. Like this one right here. Best day at work ever. I worked for a mattress store in Winnipeg. I was the only person that made it to work during a blizzard one morning. Head office called, told me to hang a sign in the window and not open the store because they didn't want to endanger the employees' or customers' lives. When I told head office I was already at the store, the woman said, "Well, keep the door locked and have a nap. You work in a mattress store." So I did, and I got paid for a full 8 hours. Best day at work ever. See, you can score 60 goals in a season, or you can get paid to take an 8-hour nap. Same thing.
It's the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
The many, many moods of Bryce Kelly this morning.
Yeah, man.
This is how things started out. But now, all of a sudden, you're all like, wow, what a transformation. You came out of your cocoon and became a beautiful butterfly just moments ago backstage.
Yeah, so...
Did this... Hang on one second. Did this just become your best day at work ever?
It's up there.
Okay, because that's what we're talking about today. McDavid, great day at work.
Yeah, earlier this morning, it started out rough because my headphones that I wear every single day just decided one of the right
one
side
of the
just
sides.
Stopped
yeah.
working. I could hear out of the left, but not the right.
And when you do this for a living, your headphones are... It's like your hammer, you know, you use them all, you get to know them very, very well.
You need a good one.
Uh-huh. You take them off like dozens of times every morning and you drop them on the counter. They take a bit of a beating and yours finally gave in this morning.
Yeah. And so that was a huge bummer, but I just got handed a new fresh pair. Oh my God. What a dream.
So Bryce is like, they smell weird, but I can't stop smelling them. Do you want to smell? So he hands me his new headphones and I smelled them and I'm like, that smells like furniture store. There's something about those headphones. It smells like furniture store.
It's like gasoline. Like, I can't stop smelling it. Like,
yeah. Oh my God, he's doing it again.
Oh yeah. Oh, I can't stop.
At the end of the day, do you sometimes smell your Apple Watch, the wristband?
No.
That does not smell good. Whew.
No, but now I kind of want to.
Oh, gross. Anyway. Oh, this one. Oh, he's smelling that too.
Mine doesn't have much.
That's
of smell.
Why you wear it in the shower. That's how you clean it. This is from Wade, who says, back in the day when I was a produce manager, I won a contest for a grape display I created. I got my picture in the flyer and $250. That's a great day at work.
I hope they said, grape job.
Go smell your headphones.
You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
This is from Melanie. Best day at work. I worked in IT for a big U.S. company back in the late 90s. I walked into work one day and they were doing a photo shoot for the new website. One of the actors didn't show up, so they asked me to step in. I got my hair and makeup done, new professional clothes, free food, and spent the day pretending to be both hardworking and super friendly in various office poses. My boss kept coming in to see if we were done yet, and they kept ushering him away. That was the best part. My face was all over that website for about 10 years. Melanie. Okay, that's a pretty good day at work. How about you? 10029 if you want to text the show. You can call Sonic 2 at 780-423-1029. Entirely unrelated, but we were talking a few minutes ago. Like Bryce was talking, he got some new headphones today. And he keeps smelling them, like, because they got brand new headphone smell, and he's enjoying it quite a bit. To the point he handed me his headphones and said, smell these. They do smell good. They smell like furniture store to me, though, like brand new clean furniture. And I said something like, it's the exact opposite of how your Apple Watch band smells. And every now and again, it's like you got to wear that thing in the shower and you got to take that thing off in the shower and you got to give it a little scrub with your loofah or whatever you're using because it just smells not good. And somebody texted and said, you buggers, I just smelled my Apple Watch band. Woof. That smell is now embedded in the nose hairs for the day. You're going to be smelling your Apple Watch band every single day now. I know you will.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
The best day you ever had at work. Go ahead.
Okay, so I used to work for the Edmonton Trappers many, many moons ago. and they had a promotion that was sponsored by Chili's, where the first at bat for the Trappers after the seventh inning stretch, if they corked a home run, everybody in the stadium would win a free steak dinner. So I worked for the ball team for several years, and we were always waiting for that day when it would happen. And it finally happened one day, and my boss stepped out. I was a customer service usher there. My boss stepped out into the tunnel, and he had a stack of coupons for free steak dinners that we were then to hand out to all the people at the game. There was a ton of these coupons left, and my boss is handing me stacks of these things. And he's like, just take them. And so, you know, I was in my late teens, and my friends and I, we would motor around the city from hopping from Chili's to Chili's and eating free steak dinners.
Wow. How long did that go on for?
Well, it was until the coupons were out. I probably had a stack of about 30. So, you know, I was sharing them with my friends, and literally we went to all three Chili's locations back to back one time, you know, things that you do when you're, you know, kind of in your late teen, you know, hungry guys. So it was like a 6 or 8 ounce steak, half a corn, a cob, and mashed potatoes. That's what you got for free.
And that's why the Edmonton Trappers no longer exist.
And Chili's.
And Chili's, yeah. Wow. Hey, thanks for this. Do you want to give your first name?
Yeah, my name is Chris.
Okay, Chris, have a great day. Man. It's raining steak dinners at Chili's.
The Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
I don't know who this one's from, but it says, I have a story of best day at work. I was a paramedic in the late 90s. Got to watch the Oilers play Dallas in the playoffs as the rink medic, short notice. Then after had a quiet night for the rest of the shift in Edmonton, they lost the game in OT, though. Well, that's a pretty cool experience. Get to sit rinkside. This one. I had so many good days at work when I was a shipper receiver at a big box furniture store. Scratch and dent, open box, demos. None of that stuff ever made it to the dumpster. My coworkers and I furnished our crappy apartments, and no one ever asked any questions. I hated that job, but the perks were fantastic. Jason. That's a good day. Get a new sectional.
Whew. You're listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly Podcast.
Yesterday we were telling, I don't know, just the embarrassing stories from your past, the shameful ones, the ones that you wake up in the middle of the night and you're like, a lot of the stories late in the show, a lot of the stories had a theme sort of along the lines of this.
I pissed my pants so hard.
There were a lot of pee-pee pants stories.
Yeah, no shortage of people who have soiled themselves.
Yeah, well, we just got a real graphic one in the text machine.
Yeah.
I can't read it on the radio.
I don't know about you, but if I ever had one of those stories...
You would not share that?
I would bury that so far down.
The one that... I was thinking about driving to work this morning because it's so... I don't know, you're in grade 3, you're so hypersensitive to everything, and your mom drops you off at school for pajama day, and you get out of the car, and you're walking up to the school, your mom's driving away, and then you realize, oh, it's not pajama day today? Like, that was one of the stories that said, grade 3, I'll never forget pajama day. My mom made me wear the full-length floral flannel gown that my grandma had made me, elastic wrists with flares like a pirate and lace all around the trim. And that's what they showed up in not pajama day.
Oh, that's rough. Because that's something the kids will never forget. Your classmates will never stop talking about that.
My hands sweat when I read that one. This one from Corey. I was on a band trip. Played the trumpet. I was at the Fairmont Hot Springs on a grade 10 band trip. The pool was packed. My trunks were on a bit too loose. I pulled myself up out of the pool and heard everyone go, ah! My shorts almost came off completely. Everyone at the pool got to see my butt, possibly a rear view of my danglers, too.
Oh, boy.
I still dream about that moment. Corey.
That's a nightmare moment. That's something that will awaken you from a nightmare in the middle of the night.
Hopping out of the pool, too, and not using the ladder, it's a bold move. Because that, you don't want to discover then you don't have the upper body strength to do that.
Yeah.
And then you end up having to kind of flop on the deck like one of those sea lions at West Edmonton Mall.
Yeah. It's high risk, high reward.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you can just leap out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, my God.
Do you see the upper body strength on that guy?
But if you do that and you you cheaped out on the drawstring on your shorts,
yeah,
then you can have a haunting memory for the rest of your life.
Thanks for listening to the Garner Andrews Show with Bryce Kelly podcast. Theme music by Garner Andrews. Guests of the podcast stay in the dumpster behind the building in the rail yard. Classy.